This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, April 4th. BlackRock's success with its iShares ETFs may be taking a toll on its workforce. That's a word from Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas. People familiar with the matter have told Bloomberg News that BlackRock plans to cut about 400 jobs in the coming weeks.
It really is a head-scratcher, right? BlackRock, their iShares, took in the most money of any ETF issuer, so why on earth are they laying people off?
Balchunas says BlackRock's ETF unit accounts for about a quarter of its business. The rest is mutual funds. So Balchunas adds that BlackRock,
they're kind of representative of this movement out of active and into passive. And what's happening is when money moves from out of active into passive, it goes into lower cost products. So there's just less revenue inside that firm that they're going to make based on the fact that mutual funds just make more money for these firms. ETFs make less money.
BlackRock has about $1.1 trillion in assets under management in its iShares business. ETFs were its top asset gatherer globally last year. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.